This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind. Hi there, it's Todd Mitchell. 1-800-228-0550-701-258-0550. You can text me at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. You want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? Polar Service Center in Kildare has an opportunity for you. Certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, diesel mechanic. They're looking for those in Kildare and Williston. Polar Service Center is looking for a certified welder. Tanker trailer experience required. Competitive pay and superior benefits. Medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. Pay dependent on experience and ability. If you'd like to find out more, Maria can tell you. 612-214-8781. Maria, the Polar Service Center, 612-214-8781. I'm Todd Mitchell, filling in for Scott Hennin today. John Trandum, who's celebrating...
Hey, Lester Flatt's birthday.
How about that?
Flatt and Scruggs. That's good stuff.
How old is Lester Flatt today?
Well, Lester Flatt stopped aging at the age of 75 in 1965 and in 1979. So I suppose he would be 103, but he only made it to 65. Lester Flatt. Yeah, and incidentally, this is interesting. I had a comment come in also on the college education. From Jim here, Jethro Bodine only graduated sixth grade and made plenty of money. Well, there we go. There's a good tie-in, don't you think, Todd?
There you go.
Thanks for the message there, Jim. We've got Paul in Minot's been holding for a while, and before we switch gears here, we'll move on to Executive Director Dane Ferguson from the NDGOP. But Paul has been holding and wanted to talk a little bit more about education. This is a topic I think we may continue after the bottom of the hour as well, because there's a lot of people calling in, and I have a lot more to say about it. But Paul, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
You bet. How you doing there, Toddy? It's your buddy Paul here.
Hey, Paul. How are you, man?
I'm doing fine. And just a couple of quick notes here for you is I do agree with that we need to implement a little bit more in junior high and high school on the work ethic because that's where it really, really starts. And so I'm just going to throw out a couple of examples. The company I work for, if you don't have a degree, you don't get hired, period. Don't even get looked at. And half those people that get in the job and go like, oh, this isn't what I want, and they end up quitting. Another quick example is my son works for a major farm implement dealer, and he can't get promoted unless he gets his master's degree. He does the job. He's falling for the job, but they have a requirement that in order to go any higher up, you got to have a master's degree. It didn't make any difference if he can or can't do the job. That's just what it is. And, you know, not always a college degree is important. But I do want a college degree for my doctor, okay? I'll throw that out. For my doctor,
I'm with you there.
I have a college degree. So, but, yeah, that's basically all I'd say is you know, not everybody needs to go to college. They really need to look and see what they want to get into. For example, my daughter went to a small tech school, it was about 18 months long because she wanted to get into something very specific, and that worked out well for her too. You know, just going to college, I don't think so. But anyhow, that's my two cents. I appreciate you guys letting me.
Yeah, Paul, hold on a sec, Paul. Don't hang up yet. I just this is some good insights there, and I appreciate what you said, and I appreciate you holding for so long. So if you had any further comments, one thing that I'd like to say is in high school, I think we're really shortchanging our kids by not requiring them to learn financial literacy. You know what I mean by that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the courses I took when I was in high school, it was called Consumer Math. And you wouldn't believe how much I learned, and I still remember from that, is got me, you know, because they cover a whole wide range of financial responsibilities and how to, you know, conduct your life out of school. So you're absolutely right.
Sure, and I know that that's an elective course. There's something of, I don't know if they call it financial literacy, but I know there's an elective course that covers things like that, but I don't know that it's a requirement, and I'm not all in favor of the government managing our public education in the first place, or our public education as a whole, but if we're going to have it, it seems that financial literacy would be something we'd want to teach, because I think a lot of the people who are struggling in life struggle less from a lack of income as much as they struggle from the inability to manage money, just basic money management tenets, where you don't spend more than you make. Credit, how do credit cards work? What is compounding interest? What is a Roth IRA? What is a 401k? Things like that. Gosh, you'd think if you taught kids that, they'd have a better shot at succeeding long term. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. That's, you know, like I said, that's one of the classes I took as an elective. And I remember, and this was 35 years ago, anyhow, and I still remember that class very, very well, because it was down to the basics, you know, and taught you how to be financially stable.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Paul, again. I appreciate the continued conversation. That was just the point that I wanted to make. I think we're shortchanging the kids a little bit, and then we're saying, well, they're not learning anything in high school. They've got no work ethic. They've got no understanding of money, of math, of the English language. Well, yeah, probably not. What are we paying for? We spend an incredible amount of money on public education, and what are we getting? We'll talk about that more after the bottom of the hour, but right now we've got Executive Director of the North Dakota Republican Party, Dane Ferguson, with us to comment on all issues political. Dane, welcome to the program.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. Is this your first time on this show as Executive Director?
As Executive Director, you've got it.
That's kind of what I thought, and I figured we owed it to you, and we owed it to the people of the state, the Republicans in North Dakota, that you're executive directing on behalf of, to give them access to you and hear what you're all about. So tell us a little bit about your background and what you hope to achieve as Executive Director in the Republican Party of North Dakota.
Thanks, John. Yeah, absolutely. Well, a little bit about my background. I'm born and raised Grafton, North Dakota. Went to school down in Concordia, Moorhead, and so originally pretty much from the Valley. After graduating, I went up to Grand Forks, started my family, started my business, did that for about 7 years, but then I was...
What's your business?
Yeah, thank you for the shameless plug.
Well, I don't have to be ashamed.
Yeah, absolutely. I own Ferguson Books and More in Grand Forks. It's one of the largest book retailers in the city of Grand Forks. And like I said, I've been doing that for 7 years, but I've been very involved in the Republican Party. I ran unsuccessfully for the legislature back in 2012, and soon thereafter was elected as the district chairman of District 18. So been involved in a state committee basis, heavily involved, and just I'm so excited to serve in this capacity.
So you opted for a thankless job that you get paid a little bit for, and then you went instead to a thankless job that you get paid nothing for. The legislator from to district chair. Holy cow!
Right, but exactly. So
anyway, well, I appreciate you being on with us. We've got about a minute and a half before break, but we'll hold you through and continue the conversation on the other side. But what are the priorities right now of the North Dakota Republican Party? We're in an off election year, but I think in politics, we all recognize, those of us who are involved, is that there's no such thing as an off year. What are you guys working on right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, the main thing that we want to do is we want to continue to hone in our grassroots efforts. You know, from past leadership, we've really tried to beef up our membership base and work on that route. Also making sure that we strengthen our districts and district chairs and leadership. And, you know, along that same lines, we're trying to identify some young leaders in the state of North Dakota that they can rise up to the ranks, get some experience behind them. And you know, that's kind of the whole goal about any party leadership, right, is to make sure that we have a bench, a deep bench. And, you know, some would say that, you know, with all of the control Republicans have, that what are you worried? But that's, you know, you're only 2, 3, 4 election cycles away from not happening anymore. And so that's, you know, that's first and foremost, just making sure that our leaders are in place, that they have the right tools at their disposal. One of the projects we're working right now is a overhaul of our whole digital infrastructure that's going to help enable the districts to even more engagement for their not only the voters but for their members. And then obviously then on the backside of that is we're pumping and getting ready for the high camp race. We've got it's going to be a huge election next year go around. A lot of people are on the ballot along with her as well. So there's always a lot of down balloting effects to that. So we got to make sure that we start getting our fundraising numbers up now early and often. And then were the two real big highlights that we want to focus on going into this next election.
Well, that tees it up nicely for our break. We'll come out of that and talk a little bit about that U.S. Senate and the U.S. House election after these messages. Dane Ferguson with us. Number is 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. We've got one holding and another line ringing, so we'll be right back after this.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
Or online at deltaconstructors.net, deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Hi, I'm Elise Peklich of Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Peklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
That's not Flattened Scruggs. This is Flattened Scruggs here. There we go. What's on your mind? 701-2580-550, 1-800-228-0550. Text into 701-226-8503. Call Delta first, or Delta Contractors, call of the day. One call
story
does it all. And here he is.
Mr. Crandom,
why are you insulting my fifth grade grandson and most of the other fifth graders in Fargo, North Dakota? No wonder I have a difficult time supporting the Republican Party. You're just as arrogant and condescending as the rest of the elites. And yes, John, you are one of the elites.
Holy cow, and I don't even have a college education. This is something. I've really risen through the ranks.
Bovine fecal matter. I tried getting involved in the Republican Party and was made to feel about as welcome as a case of poison ivy.
One call does it all. Your Delta Contractors call of the day, Global Solutions to the Oil and Gas Industry. Give Eric a call at 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, or online at deltacontractors.net. Delta Contractors calls of the day. Combined into one. John Tranum is in for Scott Hennon today on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, now that's a good way to kick it off. I wish Larry had called because I'd like to have a conversation. I am clearly so arrogant that I don't even know how I became one of the elites, or I don't even know what the qualifications are, but that, maybe Dane can tell us. I don't know.
I'm glad Larry confirmed that for me because I've always sensed that working with you. You are one of the elites.
Cool. With us, NDGOP Executive Director Dane Ferguson's truly one of the elites.
Another of the elites,
Dane, now what is the criteria for elite status in the NDGOP? Do you know?
Right, and if we're evolving the definition, I mean, it means that working with your hands and have a ponytail, apparently, so.
I got it, man. I got it covered.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Thanks for being with us again here, and that's funny. I like the Flat and Scruggs intro. As I recall, Jethro Bodine, with a sixth-grade education, had a bent for brain surgeoning, I think he said at one juncture. So I'm not sure whether he ever attained that or not, or whether he pursued a college degree, but I guess we'll find out. Gene from Valley City holding on the line to talk about the Republican Party. Gene, welcome to the program. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Todd, John, and I forget
Dane.
The Republican chairman's name.
Dane.
Well, what?
His name is Dane.
Dane. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
Morning. Morning.
Well, we heard from Larry now, so let's hear from Barry Eugene. Whoops, I just blew my cover. I love your laugh, Todd.
Well, good, because I'm keeping it. And I'm happy to share the joy. We don't laugh enough anymore in a society.
No, we don't. No, we don't. We need to laugh. Crying out loud, we need to laugh.
I finally found my purpose in life after 53 years. Good to know.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, plus.
Was up at 2:33 this morning watching the lightning over east, and had C-SPAN 3 on. Has anybody ever heard of Noam Chomsky? You need me to spell that?
I think it's Chomsky, is it not?
That's the Chomsky, but no is no, A-M.
Right.
Author of Requiem for the American Dream, The 10 Principles of the Concentration of Wealth and Power. Okay, I don't know where he was, but it was April 24th in front of a whole auditorium of people. He says the Republican Party is the most dangerous organization in the history of the world.
On what grounds?
Well, what I caught was the global warming thing, of course, Trump got us out of the Paris Agreement, took us out of the Paris Agreement, and it went on from there. I don't know if we know what we're all up against.
Well, I think we're finding out, Gene. I appreciate you calling in and filling in the blanks a little bit for us, because that is what we're up against. It's reality versus fantasy, unfortunately, a lot of times in politics. And how do we overcome that when the media is on the side of fantasy? That's our challenge.
Well, this guy had a whole auditorium full of people sitting there listening to him, and how do we know that Hodge's shooter wasn't sitting there? Just saying.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Gene. Thank you for calling in. I get the point that he's trying to make here, but I'd like to move into some of the prospective candidates in the U.S. House and Senate races. Dane, that's something obviously that you're focusing on. You called it the hype camp race. I don't know that she's officially announced, but I think some of her dark money supporters have kind of announced on her behalf. What do you anticipate will be going up against in that race?
Yeah, I like how you said that dark money. I mean, that was something that Heidi is claiming that she's so against, and yet she continues to receive money in these certain channels. And again, it's, you know, fully legal and then they up and up. But at the end of the day, you know, she's against it and then she's doing it. So seems to be the modus operandi with our least favorite senator, I guess you could say.
That's fair.
But really at the end of the day, it's going to be an onslaught of money. I mean, we're going to be getting all of the national associations and organizations are focused on this race when it comes to the political arms. We've got the White House arm. We've got the NRSC, the RNC. Their focus on this is going to be one of the closest and the tightest and most expensive Senate races that we're probably going to be faced in the 2018 election. I mean, we look at a race that clearly the demographics were in favor of the Democrats in 2012 when it came to the election, and she won so narrowly. Now, granted, she's got an incumbent factor that's going to be benefiting from her. At least she claims it's going to be benefiting for her.
I'm not so sure about that.
Right, exactly. Now, the question is, and it comes down to the name and recognition, all the, you know, the cliches that we talk about, but I think the biggest thing that, you know, we have in our favor is that we've got a conservative state that doesn't like the policies that she stands by. She votes with Elizabeth Warren almost 90% of the time. And I don't think the voters have that kind of an appetite. She, you know, the problem with our senator is that she claims to be for North Dakota values, but then turns around and votes with Chuck Schumer as much as she can, as often as he allows her to vote in favor of a quote-unquote North Dakota value. So I think the biggest, one of the things I'd like to highlight is this whole BLM vote that happened just a few months ago, where we had a Senate that was tied, deadlocked, and she cast the tie-breaking vote in favor of keeping an Obama regulation on the books. Now, what's so ironic and funny about the whole deal is, granted, the people in oil and gas, who have followed them, very in tune to figure out, you know, how detrimental it is to the state and their businesses. Folks that aren't may or may not have been paying attention, but one thing they got to keep in mind is she's voting one way and then asking Secretary Zinke to basically do her an undo.
We've got to hold on a second here, Dane. Hold that thought. We'll finish you up on the other side of the break here. We've got to move to break. We'll be right back with Dane Ferguson.
What happened? The question we asked in another of our series of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Today's guest, Maxine Herr, a public information officer with Morton County. Maxine, tell us.
Social media made this happen. The scary thing was the amount of lies that could be posted on social media and go viral, and then trying to, as public information officers, to deal with that. That slick propaganda could be circulating, and we still had to pull the other the facts, because that's the standard we do business. So I get pretty offended when I hear people say that the state or law enforcement was spinning a story. I just shake my head, because we simply don't work that way. We work long hours to ensure we disseminated the facts. And, you know, when you're dealing with a group that prefers to work with an emotion or, you know, knee-jerk reactions and half-truths, it's a real challenge. And we didn't stray from professionalism. It's law enforcement model that beautifully, and that's what emanated throughout the entire protest response team.
That's Maxine Herr, public information officer with Morton County. Another episode of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest is in the books. Keep listening for more right here.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Call of the day.
Good morning. Maybe you guys could start a directory for all these whining liberals so they can contact each other and have a whining party, you know. That's probably the best we could do for them because they're really out of touch with the world here, United States, with the policies. So, whine, whine, whine. I got some cheese. It's pretty good, too.
Stellar. We can also give them a My Pillow. And if you forgot about Dad yesterday, it's not too late to make it up to them. They're made in the USA. Three unique layers providing you the comfort and support you need to fall asleep and stay asleep all night, guaranteed. 1 inch of gel-infused memory foam, 2 inches soft bounce transition layer, and 7 inches of MyPillow foam support layer. Made using the same foam used in all the MyPillow products, this high-density foam provides you the lasting support and durability that MyPillow is known for. 10-year warranty, 120-day money-back guarantee, 120... Go back after 119 days to the big box store and say, hey, you know what? I don't think that's going to work. And free shipping. It does not apply to Canada. Sorry, our Canadian brethren. MyPillow makes a great graduation or birthday gift or wedding gift. 1-800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code SCOTT. And take advantage of Mike's 4-pack special. 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. Free shipping on orders over $100, MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028. Oh, and by the way, Scott and I each have the My Pet Pillow, and I can't speak for Scott's pets. I've never met them, but my pets absolutely love it. MyPillow.com, 1-800-506-9028, promo code Scott. 26 before the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell, and pinch-hitting for Scott Hennett as he goes off to Norvegia and gives us some fjord news and stuff. We'll talk more about that, too. John Trandum is in. Hi, John.
Hey, welcome back to our listeners, and welcome back to our guest, Dan Ferguson, NDGOP Executive Director. Sorry to have to cut you off there.
Not
before the break there, but if you wanted to finish your train of thought there, you're certainly welcome. You have the floor.
Yeah. Absolutely. At the end of the day, it was just Heidi trying to get, have her cake and eat it too. She was trying to vote with Chuck Schumer for this methane emissions rule and then go behind the scenes and asking basically for a bailout with Secretary Ryan Zinke. And this goes to show then the stuff that she's up to and, quite frankly, why I believe come next November, the voters will decide North Dakota to vote her out of office.
Boy, I sure hope so. And I know it's, and you know this, that it's an uphill battle. It's challenging because Heidi is the type of Democrat that North Dakotans historically have elected. She positions herself as kind of, oh, folksy and kind of moderate and, you know, I'm one of you and all of this. And, you know, it's, those of us who know her a little bit better know better than that, but, gosh, she's going to put a lot of money and energy into retaining that seat, and it's going to be an uphill battle, so I'm glad to hear that you're preparing for it. Now, I think we'll probably have a crowded field in at least one of the two races, whether it's U.S. House or Senate, remains to be seen, but I put up a post on Facebook asking, who do you want to see run for House and or Senate? Among the names, Ed Schaefer. Anyone but Heidi Heitkamp, so that opens up the field a little bit. Rick Becker shows up quite a bit in here. Rick Becker does. Scott the Radio Machine Hennen. I haven't heard him called that yet. I've heard Todd the Radio God, but not Scott the Radio Machine. There's Rick Becker again. Wayne Stengem, Chris Berg, Jason Heitkamp, Dwayne Hendrickson, Tom Campbell, Wayne Stengem, Kramer for Senate, Wrigley for House. Rick Becker, Tom Campbell, Rick Becker, Wayne Stengem, let's see, Leon Francis, Rick Becker again, Carson Wentz, and I got one vote in there, John Trandum, the elite.
Carson Wentz,
so
wow.
A lot of names in there. Now, Dana, and I don't know, you don't have to break any news here or anything, but there are other names floating around as well. Kathy Nassett is one that I've heard of. Are there any other names that you've been hearing publicly discussed that may jump in the race?
You know, publicly discussed, not really. I mean, I think you've covered the list. You know, I thought you were going to skate over the fact that you were mentioned quite a few times in that post. I'm glad you just kind of mentioned that John Trandum had a few votes there. Outstanding.
Sure.
So. Yeah, no, you know, at the end of the day, I think we're going to have a good wide field to choose from, both and a grassroots level of deciding on who the party will endorse to come to the convention. In 2018, up in Grand Forks, my home area, in April of 2018. So I hope we'll be a good crew of folks. You know, it depends on what, our Congressman Kevin Kramer decides to do, if he wants to stick it out in the House and keep doing the great work that he's doing for the state of North Dakota there, or, make a run for it up and jump up to the Senate. I mean, that'll really, depend on obviously his personal decisions there, but, it will also make, the fields, definitely interesting, depending upon their decisions, whether they decide to run for the House or the Senate. So that could be a big deciding factor in what this race looks like. And if not, we'll have a wide array of good candidates to choose from.
I think we will. And that brings me back to the convention in, was it 2012, I suppose, when we had five or six competitors at convention for the congressional seat. If I remember correctly, makes for a very interesting and fun convention. And then after it was all over, we endorsed a candidate at the convention, and a different candidate ended up on the ballot via the primary. So I don't know whether we'll see anything like that happening again, but it ought to be interesting. Any closing statements or anything else you wanted to share on behalf of the North Dakota Republican Party before we let you go, Dane?
You know, the main thing is just to make sure you get involved. If you're at all interested in this, to contact your local district chair. There's a lot of volunteer opportunities. If you're not a paying party member at this time, feel free to just jump online, ndgop.org. Click the contribute button. $36.50 gets you an annual membership. It helps pay the bills here at the office. It helps get money to the candidates going on the next election, next round. And, of course, it's good seed money for when we're going to have to be pumping a lot into this next Senate race.
Sounds good. Well, I'm glad we've got a good man at the helm there, and you, Dane, and we appreciate you taking the time to visit us today. That's Dane Ferguson from the North Dakota Republican Party. Feel free to get in contact with him at the NDGOP if you want to get involved, or as he said, your district chairs across the state. And if you go to ndgop.org, you can pull up not only your district chairs and their contact information, but all of your legislative representatives and your executives within the Republican Party. That's one of the great things about North Dakota, and I can't say it enough, is that if you get involved, you have unprecedented and virtually unfettered access to our elected officials and representatives, to the point where you can literally call them on their cell phone and say, hey, what's going on here? Why are you doing this? Tell your legislator, please don't vote for this. Please vote for this. This is something that doesn't exist in other areas of the country, certainly not in the bigger states, in Texas, in New York, in California. You're not going to have this type of access. In North Dakota, you do. You can be part of the process. You can be a delegate to the convention. You can be a delegate to the Republican National Conventions, and helps, you know, as North Dakota did last cycle, help to determine who the eventual nominee is for the President of the United States. That's very consequential, and it's an advantage that people don't have in so many other states. So I'd encourage the listeners out there to get involved, to make that call, to pay that nominal dues fee for the North Dakota Republican Party, get on their list so you get the information firsthand, get invited to events that are happening regularly, at least once a month, even in Fargo, and often more than that. So thank you to Dane for being with us. I'll let him get back to work, and we'll keep on moving the conversation forward. But with regard to the U.S. House and Senate races, I'll pose the question again. Who would you like to see run for U.S. House, and who would you like to see run for Senate? This is a conversation that's going to be ongoing until people put their names in the on the line there, particularly with regard to Congressman Cramer. What's he going to do? We don't know for sure. Is he going to run for the House seat again? Is he going to opt to move up to Senate, where you only have to run every 6 years, which is a definite advantage? But then you look at where how far he's come in the House of Representatives. He's in a position where he can assert from some significant influence and is most likely poised for a potential leadership position in the U.S. House. And would he want to sacrifice that, particularly when you consider the fact that the U.S. Senate race is going to attract all of the money, all of the controversy, all of the conflict, all of the commercials, and essentially that U.S. House race will probably be right for the picking in North Dakota for whichever Republican candidate pursues that office. So you've got, and I'm not saying Kevin's afraid of a fight in the least, but you've got to think about that, and I'm sure that he's giving that some serious consideration as well. Do I want to put it all on the line and run for that Senate seat against a formidable candidate in Heidi Heitkamp? Or do I want to remain in the U.S. House of Representatives and potentially land a leadership spot, which would be great for North Dakota and certainly would be great for Kevin Cramer's political fortunes. But who would you like to see out there running? Like I said, we've got, I think the winning votes on the Facebook post at least go to Rick Becker. He's got a ton of votes on there. I like seeing Chris Berg in there. I emailed him the other day and he never responded. I told him he should run for Senate. I think it'd be good to have a non-politician running for that spot. And I think he's one that could make some waves and bring some common sense to the debate, although I think he's perfectly happy in the private sector. Scott Hannon comes up a couple of times. Cramer for Senate and Wrigley for House. And that's the only time Drew Wrigley has come up. We haven't heard a lot about him with regard to these offices. He was a rumored gubernatorial candidate at one point, and then he's been talked about for House and Senate, and now it's back to the U.S. attorney position, I think, that he's pursuing. So we haven't heard a lot from him lately, and that's interesting that his name should come up. Tom Campbell is one that people are talking about a lot as kind of an early favorite for one of those seats, and I think that he's made it fairly clear that he'll probably be pursuing one of them. As for Dr. Becker, he's not made any comments one way or the other that I've heard. I believe he's open to the possibility of that, but I don't think he's dead set on it one way or the other. Ed Schaefer, you know, Ed Schaefer, I think, is back in the private sector last I heard, and has been for quite a while, and I think he's pretty happy there. So anyway, calls to the show, 701-258-0550 or 800-228-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. And it looks like one person, well, at least one person did, about the education issue we were talking about before our last guest. He was saying that Dr. Richman is pretty much right on the majority of the population because it shows that you have enough ambition and discipline to be a productive employee. That's ironic, so meaning that someone that goes to college and puts in the effort of attaining that degree has that ambition and discipline. And that goes back to what I had said earlier. I would hope that we can instill that level of ambition and discipline in young people in school, in high school. That's kind of the parents' job, too, and I think we ought to be paying more attention to where the parents may be dropping the ball, too. Not that a government program is going to fix it, but we'll continue the conversation on the other side of the break here on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not. But you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What's it take to have a really good job? A company you like to work for? Work worth doing, and a really nice paycheck every 2 weeks? Polar Service Center has one waiting for you right now. My friends at Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, has service centers all throughout the country. And in Kildare, North Dakota, and Williston, North Dakota, they have some great positions open right now. With pay rates up to $32 an hour. I'll say it again, up to $32 an hour. Incredible benefit package, and much, much more. Call Maria right now for details on this. In Kildare, certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack attendant, and diesel mechanic positions open right now. In Williston, they're in need of a certified welder. Polar Service Center is waiting. Tell your friends and neighbors about this incredible opportunity. 612-214-4781. 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria at Polar Service Center.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
That whiny Republican that I'm a conservative. I'm not a liberal. I'm just fed up with the way the Republican Party operates. I'm getting sick of the lies. I'm getting sick of the do-nothing. I'm getting sick of the capitulation to the Democrat Party. Understood?
Understood. What's on your mind? 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228 0550. MVI Energy Services is hiring all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry, then establish North Dakota company look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview, 1-844-MBI-JOBS. One of the elite is here, John Trandum. On what's on your mind? How's it feel out there in the ivory tower, buddy?
I've been unofficially nominated for the U.S. Senate, too.
I second. Yeah. I second it.
Motion dies. Thanks, Todd. We're a couple of texts, and I've been missing these texts. I forget to look. The screens are, there's this array of screens on me, and I just somehow instinctively never look to the left. I don't know why that is, because me and Larry, we are conservatives.
We're conservatives, or we never.
Yes, we're conservatives. I don't
look to the left for anything, do we?
Anyway, the text is, and I love it when we get texts like this. I love it. I just love it. The text is, Heidi Money is dark money, comma. What is Republican money? Hey, there you go. And that's fine. And I'll tell you what, I don't take issue with Heidi taking dark money. Heidi takes issue with Republicans taking dark money. Dark money is dark money no matter which side of the aisle it's on. But if you're going to criticize people for taking dark money or for utilizing dark money in advocating your candidacy, maybe you shouldn't do it. I think that's kind of the point of bringing that up, is it's not that everyone doesn't do it, and the everyone does it argument is it rings a little hollow as well when you have Democrats routinely criticizing Republicans for dark money. There's dark money in this. Well, the only ads that are running right now that I'm aware of are Heidi Heitkamp ads, which are paid for by, you got it, dark money. Question, does John know what North Dakota laws are in regards to carrying knives? And I knew that it was fairly permissive just regard to carrying knives, but I looked it up just to be sure. And sure enough, it is legal to open carry any type of knife. It is illegal to conceal carry gravity knives, switchblades, dirks, daggers, stilettos, scimitar. Who's carrying a scimitar?
Stilettos.
Swords. Or any knives with a blade of 5 inches or less. So, anyway, that's the North Dakota knife law. I'm not positive what the texture was getting at, but that's what it is. I was able to find that searching North Dakota Century Code. And any candidates pro-hemp/cannabis? Well, I don't know what Heidi's position is on it, and so far I think she's the only candidate that's officially, and she's not even officially filed, but she's an incumbent, so it's to be assumed that she's a candidate. I don't know what her pro-hemp or pro-cannabis stance is. But that's a good question. I'm sure we'll hear a lot more about that over the course of the election. Now, one thing I wanted to bring up, Todd, I look up at these This Days in History. You know, I usually start the show with that kind of stuff, but we were going great guns right out of the chute. 1862, this is the anniversary of the U.S. Congress prohibiting slavery in the United States territories, nullifying Dred Scott. 1964, 102 years later, the Civil Rights Act is approved after surviving a 57-day filibuster in the United States Senate. Now, do you know which party was responsible for that 57-day filibuster?
Let me guess. The Democrats.
Robert KKK Byrd of West Virginia was the final filibusterer against...
Robert KKK Byrd?
Well, he was a grand something, grand Kliegel of the Klan,
whatever, yeah.
And fortunately, Republican Everett Dirksen from Illinois was able to get cloture on that, and the Democrats still, or not in the too distant past, referred to Robert Byrd as the conscience of the Senate. Well, that tells you a lot about the conscience of the Senate. We've got literally just 30 seconds left, but Tim in Bismarck is on the line, and I want to give you an opportunity to weigh in very quickly, Tim, if you could. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I was listening earlier about the education and the advantages and disadvantages, but just a quick plug, nosafespaces.com, Dennis Prager, Adam Carolla. My son's involved in the movie, and I just want a quick plug, and it explains a lot about the PC and the correctness destroying our country, and Tim, everybody look at it.
Thank you for the plug. And that's neat. I'm glad that he brought that up because I've been following that as well. Dennis Prager, I always watch the PragerU videos, and also the Adam Carolla. You remember he was on The Man Show many years ago. It was he and Jimmy Kimmel, and they'd have that old sailor guy that had drank two beers in 2 seconds. And you remember that one? And it was girls jumping on trampolines. We were already talking about Andrew Dice Clay. We don't need to go there next. But Adam Carolla, I think he and Jimmy Kimmel went two opposing directions. They stood back to back and walked opposite directions politically, it seems. But I'm glad that Tim was able to plug that. Thank you, Tim, for that. Thanks to all of the callers. Thank you to our guest, Dane Ferguson. Thanks for the texters. Thank you to the Facebook participants. We appreciate your participation in the show. It makes it so much easier for me, your humble host. Thank you for being with us tomorrow. Pat Finken will be sitting in for
probably
Scott.
Probably won't bring up Andrew Dice Clay.
I don't guessing. Think so. And I'll be back probably next not. Tuesday. God bless you all.
Are you ready for Dolce Vita? That would be the good life, folks. And you can get it with Splash Super Pools from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Here's Vince to tell us about the good life.
Well, you're really going to have to go to the Splash Super Pools website. It is the Dolce Vita Diva. It's unlike anything you've ever seen before. It actually looks like a piece of wicker furniture in your backyard. But in reality, it's a swimming pool. And it's a very, very exciting, game-changing product. And literally 75% that of what an in-ground pool would cost. So a great opportunity that comes in a white wicker or American brown wicker. And again, you really have to do the website and get a view of what this thing looks like because it's hard to describe it.
So don't let the sweet life wait. In the pool this summer, when you get to a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringnd.com, or check out these Dolce Vita pools at splashpools.com. Splashpools.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.